I'd like to introduce our next speaker, Monica Mitra. She's a research scientist at the Center for Health Policy and Research at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. For more than a decade, she's been conducting research in health disparities, both among people with disabilities and in the general population. She's also examined the epidemiology of secondary conditions in people with disabilities. Dr. Mitra's current research focuses on the health issues of women with disabilities during pregnancy and on violence victimization against men and against women with disabilities. So let's welcome Dr. Mitra, please. Her paper is Pregnancy Complications and Outcomes Among Women with Disabilities. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for staying, and thank you for coming on this gorgeous day. First, I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues, Dr. Zhang and Dr. Barton, for their assistance. I have no financial relationships regarding this presentation to disclose. I always laugh when I read that slide, like no relationships to disclose.
Somebody would just say, I just got a bundle of them, but I'm not telling you.
It's not going to be me. So the primary objective of the study is to examine pregnancy-related complications, maternal stressors, and birth outcomes among women with disabilities and compare them to those without disabilities. We've come a long way from forced sterilization of women with disabilities. And women with disabilities now make up about 11 or 12% of women of reproductive age in this country. More and more women with disabilities are choosing to become pregnant, and this is for various reasons, you know, for medical advances, technological advances, increased community participation of women with disabilities, as well as destigmatization of disability. And we've seen there are the studies that have been done on the health and the healthcare needs of women with disabilities. It's limited. It's limited because they're usually single site, they're retrospective, they're very small studies or studies of particular disabling conditions. You know, women with MS or women with spinal cord injury. But those studies have suggested that women with disabilities are at a greater risk for adverse pregnancy outcomes, for complications, and as well as studies have shown that women with disabilities, for example, a presentation I attended this morning really was about the lack of information that women with disabilities, when they become pregnant, that they're getting and receiving. And the studies have also shown that women with disabilities face a number of structural and attitudinal barriers around the time of care. You know, one of the things that we would note is even in the MCH world, you know, and that's partly the reason I'm presenting here, is the notion about women with disabilities and actually addressing their needs is largely missing. And it's a critical gap in the literature, in the practice, in health departments. So this study that I'm presenting it's a preliminary analysis of the Rhode Island PRAMS data. And this study, the analysis was conducted primarily because I was writing this NIH grant on health issues and unmet needs of women with mobility disabilities around the time of pregnancy. And it's also a follow-up of two other papers that I've published with co-authors. One was looking at smoking around the time of pregnancy, and again, we used PRAMS data. And we looked at smoking before, during, and after pregnancy, and we found that women with disabilities were more likely to smoke at all three times and were more likely to be persistent smokers, controlling for a number of other sociodemographics. We also looked at physical abuse from an intimate partner or an ex-partner, and we found that women with disabilities were more likely to report experiencing abuse before and during during their pregnancy. And for this study, as I mentioned, I don't have to go through what the PRAMS data. I think everyone here knows it, but it's 40 states, by the way. I just looked at the CDC website this morning, and I saw it was 40. The reason. Now, again, you're going to ask me, why did I just choose Rhode Island? There are 40 states. Well, Rhode Island and Massachusetts are the only two states that have a disability screener. So wherever you are, whoever you are, go back to your state and insist on having a disability screener. And so I've done the same analysis for Massachusetts. I just didn't present it. I'm just presenting the Rhode Island. But it's the data are very comparable and very, very similar. But it's a shame that only two of these 41 states that or 41 surveys that are done around the country include a disability screener. And the disability screener that's included is, are you limited in any way in any activities because of physical, mental, or emotional problems? This is a question that has been used by the CDC, and it's a core question to assess disability status in the BRFSS, and it's been used in the BRFSS since 1996. And this definition is consistent with the definitions of the HB 2010 and the HB 2020. As I mentioned before, only two states include disability screeners in their PRAM survey, and again, this is one of the reasons I'm presenting here, as opposed to the disability section. So the questions on pregnancy complications, and I think I'm sure all of you are familiar with it, but in the Rhode Island PRAMs, there are 10 questions asking about complications during the time of their pregnancy, including diabetes, vaginal bleeding, kidney and bladder infections, severe nausea, vomiting and dehydration, incompetent cervix, high blood pressure, problems with placenta, preterm labor, premature rupture of membranes, and whether they were hurt in a car accident. The questions on stressful life events, or what we've been calling as maternal stressors, they are a part of the modified life events inventory, and there are four categories of these stressors. Among the financial, in the financial category, the question includes, and this is asking the respondent, the woman, the mother, about the stressful life event 12 months prior to the birth of the child. So whether they were in debt, whether the respondent themselves or their partner experienced a loss of job, whether they had to move. In terms of the emotional category, the question was whether either the family member, a close family member, was very ill, or whether a close family member had died during this time. In the traumatic category, the questions were whether they were homeless during that time, whether they were in a physical fight, whether the husband, partner, or they themselves were in jail at that period, and whether someone close, very close to them, had a drug or alcohol problem. And finally, in terms of the partner-related stressors, the questions included whether they had become separated or divorced, whether they'd argued more than usual, and whether the partner did not want this particular pregnancy. We use chi-squares, we use multiple logistic regression, and then we use SAS version 9.2 to account for the PRAMS complex survey design. This is a very busy, and I can see not a particularly clear slide, so I'll just point out the highlights. Firstly, among the PRAMS, the Rhode Island PRAMS respondents, and by the way, I forgot to mention, we used the surveys from 2002 to 2010, and primarily because we aggregated the data because it's to get a more robust sample size of women with disabilities. 6.6% of women in this sample reported having a disability. Women with disabilities were in general younger. They were less likely to be white non-Hispanic and more likely to be black. They were less likely to be married, less educated, and also they were poorer. And in general, this sort of this demographic breakdown is very similar to women with disabilities in the general population, as well as people with disabilities. The only difference was actually in terms of age. In general, people with disabilities are older than non-disabled counterparts. So the first thing we looked at is the pregnancy complications. And in terms of the 10 complications that we'd the Rhode Island PRAMS includes, we found that five of them, there were significant differences. They included vaginal bleeding, where 23% of women with disabilities reported vaginal bleeding during their pregnancy compared to 15.6% of women without disabilities. Similarly, the premature rupture of membranes, where almost 7% of women with disabilities reported premature rupture of membranes compared to 5% of women without disabilities. Similarly, in terms of preterm labor, where 1 in 3 women with disabilities reported preterm labor compared to 1 in 5 of women without disabilities. And the same with nausea, as well as kidney and bladder infections. As a next step, we also adjusted for age, because of the differences in age, race, ethnicity, education, marital status, poverty level, and parity. And we found that in all of the cases, women were about 1.5 times more likely to report these pregnancy complications compared to their non-disabled counterparts. As a next step, we looked at these maternal stressors, these stressful life events. And we both looked at whether they had the number of stressors they had, as well as the type of stressors. So 86% of women reported having one or more stressors, women with disabilities, compared to 71% of women without disabilities. Half the women, or more than half the women with disabilities, reported having 3 or more stressors, compared to 26% of women without disabilities. And then we looked at the different buckets, and I want to let you know that I actually looked at the individual stressful life events. And in every case, we found that women with disabilities were more likely to report these stressful life events compared to women without disabilities. And in terms of when we looked at financial, we found that almost 2/3 of the women reported having a financial stressor, compared to half the women without disabilities. 42% of women reported women with disabilities reported emotional stresses, compared to 31% of women without disabilities. And similar differences we found in the traumatic as well as in the partner-related. Here's the same sort of table, but it's in a table form with the confidence intervals. But we also, I mean, you think of stressful life events and you think, okay, you know, sociodemographics here and the social determinants play a huge role in this. And so we wanted to take that next step and sort of at least control for some of this. And so we controlled, just as we did for the pregnancy complications, for age, race, ethnicity, education, marital status, poverty level, and parity. And we found that women with disabilities, again, were more likely to report these maternal stressors, both in terms of the number of having a stressor, in terms of the number of stressors, and also in terms of the type of stressors. For this particular piece, I actually haven't looked at it for the individual stressor, but I will as you know, I get ready to publish this. And then the final piece, we looked at the birth outcomes the pregnancy outcomes by disability status. We looked at low birth weight, which comes from the birth certificate, as you know, in PRAMS, as well as we looked at preterm birth. And for both of these, we found that women with disabilities, poorer pregnancy outcomes were associated with having a disability. And again, we adjusted for the different social determinants and the social demographics, and we found similarly women with disabilities were more likely to report these both low birth weight as well as preterm birth. So, you know, this presentation obviously highlights the fact that women with disabilities are experiencing greater disparities in terms of pregnancy complications, stressors, as well as in terms of birth outcomes. And these findings are very consistent with the other research, these sporadic studies that have been done, both that's quantitative as well as qualitative studies. And they've shown that, you know, there are high unmet needs in this population, there's a significant number of disparities, there's a significant number of attitudinal barriers, and the attitudinal barriers not just come from healthcare providers, but also from support systems, from family, from peer groups, and as well as accessibility issues. You know, the examining table might not be accessible, the healthcare provider's office might not be accessible, the other medical equipment might not be accessible, and even though we've had the ADA, for the American Disabilities Act, for 22 years, you know, these things still continue. So it's really, this is the first population-based study to really examine these issues and really look at the health issues of women with disabilities. And like most preliminary studies, it actually raises more questions than it answers. You know, I've sort of highlighted we've highlighted some concerns, some disparities, but really the questions are more significant. I mean, who are these women with disabilities? You know, do they have mental health disabilities? Do they have physical disabilities? You know, are they, you know, women who have intellectual disabilities? And maybe that goes to what, you know, one of the things that I think you found were, Jennifer, about the MCH programs prioritizing mental health and behavioral health conditions, and I think maybe that's it could be a reflection of that. And so some of it is just looking at who are these women, and then really why are they experiencing, you know, it may be in some kind of a longitudinal study as well as a qualitative study, you know, really what are their experiences. And I think that's one of the things we want to do with the NIH grant, is really look at it more in depth. And the other thing I strongly recommend is the inclusion of disability screeners in PRAM survey, in any MCH survey that you, because it's a population that's marginalized and it's vulnerable and it needs the support, and unless there's data, there's no action. So these are the limitations, which again you know well, and I want to acknowledge funding from CMS, as well as I want to acknowledge the Rhode Island Department of Public Health for sharing their data. And if you have any questions, so.